Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 11. Amen. You've heard it. It's not new. Amen. But it's the message for the hour. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Ezekiel was standing over a valley of dry bones. As a matter of fact, second verse says, lo, they were very dry. Very dry. You ever go to church like that? Amen. Dry? Did you ever go to a church that was dry? Did you ever sit in a dry service? Huh? Amen. Very dry. And said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? Amen. Now, you know dry bones just don't do a whole lot of anything. Amen. But listen to this. Then he said to me, verse 11 again, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, and behold, they say. Did you ever hear a bone talk? I mean, you probably wouldn't have stayed around very long if they had it. Amen. Yeah, I mean, Lord help us. Amen. These bones are a-talking, they say. The Bible said, here's what they said. Our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Amen. That's what the bones said. In this brief message tonight, I'll not give you any more than a thesis of what maybe we'll build into a message a little bit later on, but you can't exhaust any subject in any one service. You need to follow the Spirit of God and hit the high spots and meet the need of that service. Don't try to deliver the whole load. Read the whole book in one service. Amen. Just give them a chapter here and there, an excerpt here and there. Get to the goody quick. Praise God. Amen. The latest report from the Valley of Dry Bones. Amen. Billy, just pick you one out. The latest news report from the Valley of Dry Bones are the talking bones, if you want to. Praise God. What would a bone say if it could talk? Praise God. Here's a whole valley full of them talking. Amen. I mean, if you went out to the graveyard and found a skeleton laying out there in the graveyard, amen, and you got down and asked him how he's feeling, and all of a sudden the skeleton began talking to you, not too good. You probably wouldn't hang around, would you? Amen. Be like the old boy at the Hopper Funeral Home sent to Pineville Hospital to pick up an old gentleman that had died. He loaded him in the back of the van and headed to 20 miles back to Barreville, Kentucky, to the Hopper Funeral Home. Amen. And more happenstance than not, he turned around as he drove down the road, as he glanced back and spoke to the old gentleman, said, how you doing back there, old man? And a trembly voice said from the back of the van, not too good. Amen. And he swung that van around and headed back to the hospital. Amen. And went to the emergency room and unloaded that corpse. The old gentleman was still alive. Amen. And he like to scared that boy out of 2 years' growth. Amen. When from the back of that van come this trembling voice, not too good. Amen. He revived up. Amen. So glory to God. If you think your condition is hopeless, I want you to look at Ezekiel's Valley of Dry Bones. If you think whoever might be listening to this church, you think that church is hopeless, I want you to look at Ezekiel chapter 37 one more time. Amen. The news
man runs down with a microphone, amen, and he sticks a microphone down in the valley of dry bones and said, is there any news from the valley of dry bones? And a skeleton begins to talk. He says, our hope is lost. And the voice trails off into the night. Our hope is lost. Amen. How would you feel if you got in on a revival like that, Jim Collins? Amen. Hallelujah. Did you ever try to hold a revival where the morale of the church was completely gone? Amen. And they said, it's over. That's what Sister Wall said when Brother Fred Hatfield died in a car accident on his 40th birthday. Amen. Driving from Batesville, Arkansas, great deliverance preacher, mighty man of God. Amen. Lost control on Ice Bridge, two ice bridges right together. Amen. That Ford pickup truck turned it over on its top. Amen. And turned back up. Amen. On its wheels. And hit his head on the piece of metal that holds the headliner in. Amen. Didn't pay any attention to it. He picked up his wife and carried her to a neighbor's house and called the life squad and asked them if they cared if he prayed. Got down and prayed for his wife. Rode beside her in the ambulance all the way to Batesville Hospital. Amen. And after they got done treating her and examining her and sent her home, amen, he began to have head pains, and she saw that Brother Fred was getting worse, and so she snapped out of it and began to tend to him. Brother Fred Hatfield, one of the greatest preachers I ever knew, went into a coma and never regained consciousness. Amen. That mighty man of God that had herded that church, Harbor Lights Temple in Batesville, Arkansas, to great revival and put it on the map for God. Amen. He was gone now. Sister Stella Wall, the wife of one of the principal members of the church, one of the pillars of the church, amen, shook her head in the back of the church. Amen, said, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. What did she mean was gone? The church, she said, was gone. Brother Fred was gone. And because he's gone, there's no hope. Amen. Oh, to lose hope is a terrible thing. Don't ever lose hope. Don't ever give up. If there's one thing the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37 teaches us, hallelujah, that there is hope. But from out of the valley, skeletons as dry as could be groan in the wind that blew across the valley. No hope. Amen. Our hope is lost. Amen. Years roll by, ages roll by. Amen. Another reporter comes upon the valley of dry bones and sticks his microphone down in the valley of dry bones. Amen. What's the report from the valley of dry bones? I've been hearing rumors about talking bones around here. I never believed it. Amen. But here's your microphone. You bunch of boneheads, let's see if you got anything to say. Amen. And they said, our bones are dried. And the reporter gets a heebie-jeebies and heads back for his van. Amen. And heads out. Our bones are dried. Oh my, there's nothing that takes hope away more than being dry. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people talking about how dry the services is. You know why they're doing that? Because they're dry. Amen. You know, a lot of people talk about how dead the service is because they're dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what, if you got a revival going on in your bosom, if you got the fire of God going on in your bosom, amen, you can be in a strange house like Rick Bradley, praise God, and shout your way through the house. Amen. And God would have it that he would jump so high. Amen. Him being about 6'4". Amen. More or less, he would jump so high he would knock his head against the door sill as he went through the door. Amen. And God wanted to give him a chiropractic treatment, praise God, and heal his neck. Glory to God. He ain't had no trouble with it since. You don't have to have a lot of people around to have victory. You don't have to have a lot of people around to have power with God. You don't have to have a lot of people around to feel Jesus. Oh, if we just had this, if we just had better songs, we just had better music, we just had better crowds, we could have the power. Maybe not. And a few times, Jesus run them all out. Oh, amen. Jesus had to run them all out before he could raise the dead. Amen. Peter had to put them all out before he could raise the dead. Sometimes when the crowd got small, God did greater things. Hey, don't tie God's hand. Don't tell God what he can and can't do. Glory to God. Amen. Things may be dry, but you can pray through. Raise your hands and praise God. Glory to God. Tell the devil you're doing the best you can for God, and by the help and grace of God, if he don't let you alone, you're going to do more than you ever did. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, what if you're like Ezekiel and you had a church to pastor like this? He didn't get no amens when he preached. All they said was, our hope is lost. Let us alone, our bones are dry. Amen. Years passed. Amen. Hundreds of years passed. And the news gets back to some brave reporter. And he goes back down to the Valley of Dry Bones again with his equipment and with his video camera. Amen. He wants a report for the evening news. He's bored and he's run out of material. Amen. And so he sticks his microphone down in the Valley of Dry Bones as an eerie wind drones across the Valley of Dry Bones. He said, I heard about noises coming from out of here. If you got anything to say, tell us what you got to say. Amen. And they said, we're separated from our parts. What? Am I hearing things? What in the world is going on anyway? Amen. These bones said, we're cut off. We're separated from our parts. Amen. And Lord have mercy, in the midst of it all, God calls Ezekiel to pastor that bunch. Amen. This is what you tell him, Ezekiel. Oh, ye dry bones, if there's anything more dumb than a bunch of talking bones, amen, it's a dumb preacher that'll waste his time preaching to them. Amen. But these are not just any old ordinary dry bones. I'll tell you, your situation's not hopeless. Amen. You know why Israel was in this shape? Their sins brought them here. Their rebellion against God brought them here. Their breaking God's laws brought them here. Amen. Their ungodliness brought them here to a valley of dry bones. Amen. You know why a vast majority of professed Pentecostals today have learned how to imitate the shout and learned how to imitate the tongues, and they're going through the motions, and you know why? They go to church and they've trained themselves to put on a little act. Yeah, they're as backslid as they can be, but they'll shout right with you. They got their little act down pat. Amen. We was in one of those churches in Hong Kong, I believe it was. Amen. And we went in and we sat down. We didn't know what kind of church it was. And we noticed these girls standing on each side dressed in ballerina shoes and full skirts and ballerina dresses. Amen. We still didn't think anything. We didn't know anything. Amen. And they got to singing. They got to going after a while. And here come these two girls out here. And a twirling, you know. And they had those skirts going, you know. Amen. Those ballerina shoes. You know what they was doing? They was imitating our shout. They was imitating our dance. I looked over at Jerry back and I said, reckon you and me could have the next dance? Amen. Praise God. You know why the charismatics have got to go through the little act? It's because they're dead. It's because they're dry. Amen. The reason they've got to go back to worldly methods and resort to worldly things in order to make a good show in the flesh, amen, is because they lost the real power of God. If you got the spontaneous power of God in your life, amen, you don't have to put on nothing. Well, this valley was so desperate, brother, they wasn't putting on nothing. Amen. They had gone way past the pretense. Not only were their valley full of bones, amen, I mean the head bone was separated from the neck bone. And the neck bone was separated from the backbone. And the backbone of vertebrae was scattered all around the valley. Amen. And the backbone was separated from the hip bone. And the hip bone was separated from the thigh bone. And the thigh bone was separated from the leg bone. And the leg bone was separated from the knee bone. Amen. And the knee bone was separated from the leg bone. And the leg bone was separated from the ankle bone. And the ankle bone was separated from the foot bone. And the bones couldn't get up and walk around. They thought. They said, our hope is lost. Stick the microphone down in Israel for thousands of years. Amen. And the honest one would say, no hope. Amen. Our hope is lost. Our bones are dried. Very dry. Amen. God said that's the shape the whole house of Israel has got in. Amen. You know why that the church had to resort to Jack Parr and Johnny Carson type format TV programs where they interviewed the stars and the movie stars the late night adult entertainment, you know. Amen. It started out with Jack Parr way back there, and then Johnny Carson took over after he faded out of the picture, and then Johnny Carson got too old, and they've got some more guys in there, and I don't even know their names and which ones they took the place of. Amen. But you'd have to have one eye and half sense and that rubber nose and cork eyeballs not to know what's going on if you read the newspaper. Amen. You know what's going on in this world today. Amen. And the church come along and said, we need that. You know why? They had to resort to that. Amen. Resorted to interviewing movie stars that claimed to get saved, football stars, baseball stars, and movie actresses and politicians that claimed to get saved. Amen. And just as worldly as could be, cold as kraut, dry as a bird's nest, slow as an Oklahoma terrapin in a tomato patch. Amen. Didn't know anything about the real power of God. Amen. But there was a whole bunch of backslidden in heart Pentecostal people that was ready for that format. They was ready for that program. And that's where they landed. They landed right in the lap of Jim and Tammy. They landed right in the lap of Jimmy Swaggart. They landed right in the lap, amen, of Paul and Jan. Amen. And a whole bunch of them still there. Yeah! Amen. They're still trying to get up and walk around, but what they need is a prophet to the dry bones. They'll say, ho, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And when Ezekiel did that in obedience to the command of the Lord, something happened. Rattle, 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 crackle, crackle, crackle. crackle, rattle, 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 rattle. Arms away over here, another arm away over here. Amen. And they're going to wherever they belong, and they meet each other in the middle. Where are you going? I'm going to find my body. Amen. Where are you going? I'm going to find my body. Amen. We've been cut off, separated. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of folks? They got separated from the church. They got cut off from the prayer meeting. Amen. They cut themselves off from the Word of God. They quit seeking God. Amen. And they had to go back to Egypt for help because they didn't have God. Amen.
You talk about an earthquake, a windstorm, and a dust storm all rolled into one when Ezekiel prophesied in that valley of dry bones begin to get organized. And bones that were scattered through the valley begin to find their body. Amen. You think God can do that? You think God knows where people are? You think God can find them? You think God can prophesy to them one more time? Oh, you jawbone! Hear the word of the Lord! I mean, things may look hopeless. Mom and dad will never get back together. Children will never come home. Backsliders will never come back. Don't give up. Glory to God. One of these days you may look around and under the anointing of the Spirit and the power of God, hallelujah, God can bring them back. Raise your hands and give God the glory tonight. No hope. I don't think your case is quite as bad as that valley of dry bones. Amen. Marie back here never gave up on Mike. Amen. Got saved in prison, listened to her tapes, came out, did pretty good, and then he stumbled. I know why he stumbled. I know how he stumbled. Amen. And he went back. His hair grew down his back again. He was like Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. But Marie didn't give up. Praise God. She didn't quit loving him. Amen. Glory to God. Didn't quit praying for him and quit going to church herself. Glory to God. She didn't give up. And one day, look at him. Here's old Mike sitting here again tonight. Amen. Ask Mike Hines about the valley of dry bones. He's been there. He'd tell you what it's like out there. Drugs can't help you. Amen. Whiskey can't help you. Pleasure can't help you. Amen. There ain't nothing that can help you but God. But God can put you back together again. God can make you what you ought to be. God can help you to find your place in God. Raise your hand and love Jesus a while. Amen. Listen to what he said. Amen. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I'll open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. What was their graves? It was all those far countries that they were scattered in. That was their graves. Read it. Amen. Amen. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Open your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. You have a date with destiny tonight. And if you will hear the word of the Lord and put your hand in the hand of the man that made the valley of dry bones a standing army, he can put your house in order tonight. He can help you tonight. He can meet your need tonight. No, you're not too far gone. Your condition is not beyond hope. They said our hope is lost. They said it themselves. There's nothing so sad as to hear those words. No hope. Doctor, is there any hope? No hope. Preacher, is there any hope? No hope. Standing over the casket, preacher, did they pray? Do you know anything about their last days? No hope. Amen.
Glory to God. But Quentin Mills had died, was passing down through the valley. That Cherokee Indian boy cried out to God, and God saved him before he came out of the coma. Amen. Glory to God. And he came back to, saying, I found the lily of my valley. He's my strength when I'm worn. He's a place I'll leave my burdens. He's my refuge from the storm. A place where I can trade my dark clouds into rays of sunshine. He's the lily in my valley, and he blooms all the time. Amen. They told me about another gentleman, amen, that from all indications in the hospital, he had died. And he testified later, he said, if I had died and they'd have buried me, folks would have thought I went to hell. But he said, while I was walking the valley of the shadow, I prayed through. Before he even came out of the coma, I prayed through, and God saved me. Amen. Went into the coma lost and came out saved. Hey, he owns both sides of the river, I want you to know. Amen. The earth and beyond the blue. And your situation, your children, are they alive? Are they walking around? Hey, the Holy Ghost policeman can arrest them wherever they are and hail them to the judge. Amen. And make them confess that Jesus is Lord, and Jesus will come to their side and say, Father, this is another one for whom I died. Stand with me as they get ready to sing tonight. Father, somebody's here that needs Jesus. Somebody here that has drifted far, far away. Somebody facing hopeless despair. I don't know who it is, but you know how to do it, Lord. Praise God. You're able, Lord. Amen. Father, I believe you for souls tonight. That somebody, somewhere, oh God, will get a hold of this. Somebody maybe here tonight will get a hold on this and run with it. In Jesus' name. Amen. As they say, we invite you to an altar of sweet surrender. Come on. Come on tonight. Surrender ever so sweetly to the living God. Call upon him. Walk this way. Walk this way. God's way. Come on.
I couldn't go much farther.
Find your altar.
Without a helping hand. Voice to me it say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so struggled on, and a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long.